You asked me a question about Mana Shiksha, the first verse, Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami says something very important there about Guru. He explains that one should have Guru Apurva Vrati, unprecedented attachment. Unprecedented, exceeding attachment, a rati, guru rati, attachment to guru. But how can a disciple come to the platform of guru apurva rati? It begins with purification of our identity. We all approach the spiritual master and offer obeisances with this prayer, Om Anjana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. So the last part is Shri Gurave Namaha. Gurave Namaha, what does this mean? It means I offer my obeisances unto my Guru. And then Namaha. Na ma. Na means not, and ma means me and mind. Ma means aham mameti, I and mine, me and mine. So na ma means no false ego. Say no to false identity, independent desire, independent action. So this phrase, Sri Gurave Namaha, it actually means, the internal meaning, is that one should surrender oneself unconditionally to Sri Guru. What happens when we surrender fully to the spiritual master? When our false ego is purified by the practice of chanting Hare Krishna, then we will give up our false ego and our real ego will emerge. Our spiritual ego, our eternal identity, Jivara Surupaya Krishnara Nityadas. The living entity must come to the platform of Sri Gurave Namaha. When one gives up his false identity, then he identifies with the will of the Guru, the desire of the Guru, the heart of the Guru. The pure disciple, he mixes his heart and body and his mind, senses, completely with the spiritual, the lotus feet of Sri Guru. Sri also means the beautiful feet of Guru. He mixes his desires, the desires of Guru become his desire. This is proper disciple. He is actually Guru Taratmika. His Atma, his body, mind, words, his very self is one, Taratmika. Tad Atma Eka. Tad Atma Eka. His very self is one, Eka, with that, with Sri Guru. So Raghunath Das is preaching this in Mana Shiksha, this principle of Guru Tattva, Guru Apurvarati. And he himself is a very example of this tattva. He is the acharya of this tattva. Because he is the prayojana acharya. He is the acharya teaching the prayojana, the final conclusion, the ultimate goal. He is the prayojana acharya, praying prayojana acharya. He is the guru tattva prayojana acharya, nam tattva prayojana acharya. Jiva Tattva, he's the Prayojan. So here he's teaching that Guru Tattva, the Prayojan, the conclusion, the culmination, the necessity of Guru Tattva. Raghunath Das Goswami, of course, he had his Diksha Guru, Yadunandan Acharya. But after coming to Braj, he surrendered fully to Rupa and Sanatan, and especially to Sri Rupa Goswami Pad. He surrendered his heart. He gave everything completely gave up all his independence. He became Guru Tadatmika with Rupa. So what happens when one is one, when disciple becomes one with the spiritual master, becomes one with his heart, one with the heart of Guru, Sri Guru Charane Rati Eise Uttamagati. And the Guru takes him to the Paramgati. When one develops Guru Apurvarati, then he can enter the heart of the Guru. Because the Guru's heart is overflowing with loving, sweet loving services to Radhika and Shyam. And the loving services and the bhavas that are in his heart, they will flow into the heart of the pure and surrendered disciple. So what happened? How did Raghunath Das Goswami feel when he was separated, when Rupa Goswami left this world? He was crying. He felt Raghunath Das Goswami. He felt like a fish out of water. And he wrote in one, and he expressed his feelings for Braj Mandal, which is the transcendental abode, Madhurya Dham, Chintamani Dham of the Lord. It's so sweet and so wonderful and so attractive. But in the absence of his guru, being without his spiritual master, his Shiksha Guru, who is his life and soul, his heart and soul, he saw the Braj Mandal, the entire Chaurasikosh, Braja Dham, Braja Bhumi, Braj Mandal. It seemed like a desert, like an empty, desolate wasteland. And Giri Govardhan, that beautiful Mount of Vrindavan, Mount Govardhan, he said this Mount Govardhan is like a giant python, like a giant snake coming to swallow me. And I feel pain even to look at Govardhan, to take darshan. And Radhakund, which is, he took shelter of Shyamakund and did bhajan on the banks of Shyamakund for 60 years, Raghunath Das Goswami. It was his ultimate shelter and his everything. But in this mood of viraha, guru viraha, intense burning separation from Rupa Goswami, he wrote that Radhakund seems like the mouth of the gaping mouth of a tigress waiting to chew me up alive. He was crying out, "Oh Rupa Goswami Pad, oh Rupa Goswami Pad, Ha Mora Pranath, Ha Mora Rupa, where are you? Where are you? Hey Krishna. Hey Radhe Brajadeva Kechalalite, Hey Nanda Sunakutaha." So this type of attachment that Raghunath Das Goswami had for his guru, Rupa Goswami, Shiksha Guru, this is unprecedented. No one could imagine before such deep attachment for the spiritual master. So teaching all of us who may be in separation from our spiritual master or spiritual masters, in his Manashiksha, he's saying that now our guru is gone, but what did our guru give us? He's given us some great treasures, some wonderful gifts, some invaluable gifts he's given us, and he's present in those gifts. So if we want to feel the presence of Sri Guru and remember him and enter his heart and feel his benign glance and blessings again. And he's telling this first verse that we should develop love for our Ishta mantra, for Kam Gayatri and Gopal mantra that our Guru has given us. We should develop love for them, become attached to them. And we should become attached to Harinam. And we should become attached to Brajadam and the Leela Stalis of Radha and Krishna, and attached to the Brijvasis. And we should be attached to the pastimes and the Harikatha of Radha and Krishna, We should become attached and lovingly attached to the service of Radha Govinda, because these are the devotional limbs and devotional practices given to me by my Sri Guru. So these instructions our Guru has given us to become attached to all these things: Brajadam, the service of Radha Govinda, the Brijvasis, the Leela Stalis, the Bhagavat Pat, and Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and chanting our Anik daily Gayatris. But our mind is so rascal, we become lazy and become complacent in these departments. So Raghunath, on behalf of us, he's saying, oh, he's begging his mind, please, my dear mind, become attached to these things, develop love for these things, so we can pray to Raghunath Das Goswami, and we can pray to Manashiksha, that these wonderful feelings and intense attachments Raghunath Das Goswami is feeling himself and describing, we can pray that these wonderful attachments will come into our heart and will someday develop this, become free from this false ego, and develop the pure serving ego, the transparent divine identity, that I am the eternal servant of my spiritual master, life after life. He is my eternal well-wisher and friend and dearmost, life after life. And when we're free from this false ego and our pure identity emerges, our pure ego emerges, then we can experience this Apurva Rati, Guru Apurva Rati, which Raghunath Das is writing about in the first verse of Manashiksha. Raghunath Das Goswami Pada Ki Jai.